Proclamation number 6126 of 5th of December, 1954. Repentance in the hereafter over rejection of the divine word. One day you will all experience how my care applied to you during your earthly existence. Yet many will ruefully remember the unused blessings, and especially my word will become a judgment for these, which they were allowed to hear on earth and yet did not listen to such that it would have brought them blessings. My word will also be made accessible to them in the kingdom of the beyond, yet it cannot be lived out to the same extent as on earth as long as the souls lack the strength to do so. Yet any strength they acquire in the spiritual kingdom they eagerly use for their advancement, whereas on earth they wasted the abundant life energy at their disposal. And this realization will put them into a remorseful state. They will feel agonizing remorse and realize that they can no longer make up for what they missed on earth. Even though they still have a hope to improve their deficient state and to reach realms of light, even if it is far more difficult than it was possible on earth. Yet it can only ever be imagined to you humans, but it cannot be proven to you. Therefore you pay no attention to these warnings and admonitions, and there is no way to guide you onto the right path without coercion of will which will let you reach the aim. An eternal life in light and strength. As long as you live on earth you will be influenced but only ever such that your free will remains untouched. And this will is so impressed by the earthly world that it only ever becomes active where it sees earthly success. But puts aside everything spiritual, the concern for his soul's salvation, as untrustworthy. One day his remorse will be overwhelming when he realizes the significance of earthly life. And I would like to spare you this remorse. I would like you to enrich yourselves with spiritual successes during earthly life. I would like to be able to escort you into blissful spheres at the end of your life. I want you to look back gratefully on your earthly life and recognize the great love of your Father in heaven which was meant for you during this time. I truly take no pleasure in you having to suffer after your physical death, and yet I cannot prepare a different fate for you than you deserve, because my justice is to be expressed and nothing can happen against my divine order despite my overwhelming love. Therefore I can only ever influence you through my word, I can only address you with my word, and you must make use of the strength of my word. Then your entrance into the spiritual kingdom will truly mean happiness and bliss for you, and then you will eternally thank me for my love and grace, which applies to all of you who still live on earth. Amen.